弟兄姐妹，大家都好，我很感谢神，也感谢杨弟兄给我这个机会，从神的话里头跟大家有一些分享。可是大家都一听就知道我的普通话讲得很不好，所以只有请弟兄姐妹包容
张弟兄，对不起，我们还有英文翻译哈，请你讲完稍微暂停一下，我们有阮标弟兄替你翻译，不好，对不起。
好，对不起，我忘记了。
阮标，请你靠近麦克风一点。
Thanks for brother's invitation. So I'm happy to share with you today. And please excuse my Chinese because you can see the accent of some Cantonese.
我们所读的那个经文呢，就是第十二节啊，第。
Today's Bible verse is on 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12.
既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
他第十二节第一句话，既传基督是从死里复活了，乃是。
The first part of the verse, now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead.
他这句话其实乃是指着他在前面我们没有读的那一段话的，特别是第三、第四。
So this is actually referring to the verse that we have not read today. It's on verse 3 to 4.
既传基督是从死里复活，他是说到第三、第四节，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说的第三天复活，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
So it's referring to verse 3 and 4. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12.
这个就是保罗从前所传给他们的福音。
So this is the gospel that Paul has preached and proclaimed to them.
这个福音的内容是何等的恩典。
This gospel is full of grace.
就是基督照着神的旨意，照着圣经，就是照着神的旨意，他替我们死，而且为我们的罪，来为我们赎罪，不但为我们赎罪，而且从死里面复活，不但复活，而且还显给他的门徒跟其他的人看。
So this is amazing that Christ, according to the scripture, that he died for our sins. Not only he died for our sins, and he was also raised. And not only that he was raised, he also been shown to the disciples for resurrection.
这个福音啊，就是保罗在第十二节来提醒他们的，就是指着这个福音。
So this is the gospel that Paul reminded them about.
然后在第十一节，他就说，不只是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
So as pointed out in verse 11, rather than it was I or they, so we preach and so you believe.
保罗说不拘是我
啊，
是众使徒，大家都传一个福音。
So not just me, but all apostles, that they all preach the same gospel.
就是传耶稣基督是神的儿子，为我们赎罪。
That Jesus Christ,
而且从死里面复活。
And he died for our sins and raised from the dead.
感谢神，这个福音啊，两千年以前就传了，我们今天还是相信这个福音。
So praise the Lord that the gospel has been preached, proclaimed since like 2,000 years ago to today.
我们所信的救主耶稣，他为我们赎罪，使得我们的罪得到赦免，而且从死里面复活，使得我们得到永生。
So our Lord died for our sins and was raised and also give us the new life.
保罗他们所传的福音，哥林多教会的人信了，我们也相信同一个福音。
So the church in Corinth, the Corinth, they believe this gospel. So are we today?
那么保罗为什么说这些话呢？
But why Paul talk about this here?
第十二节下半节，因为在你们中间呢，有人说没有使人复活的事。
Because on the second part of verse 12, the question is, how can some of you say that there's no resurrection of the dead?
他们既然相信接受了耶稣为我们的罪死，而且从死里面复活，现在在他们中间却有人说没有使人复活的事。
They already believe that Christ died for our sins and was raised, but then how come some of them now they don't believe the resurrection of the dead?
他们没有说耶稣基督没有从死里面复活。
They didn't say that Christ wasn't raised from the dead.
但是他们说没有使人复活的事情。
But they said there's no resurrection of the dead.
所以他们中间有些人呢，就中了仇敌的诡计。
So some of them fall into the enemy's trap.
他们当时听到一些希腊人那些哲学了，说没有使人复活的事情。
So they receive probably some of the inference from the Greek that they don't believe there's any resurrection of the dead.
保罗没有到哥林多传福音以前呢，就是在雅典传福音。
Before Paul preached gospel in Corinth, he was preaching gospel in
Athens.
Yeah, Athens, yeah.
在那个地方啊，他讲到耶稣基督从死里面复活的事情啊，哦，那些听的人呢、啊、就没有兴趣了，就都离开了。
So once Paul talked about the resurrection of Christ, and those audience they lost interest.
他们不相信死人复活。
Because they don't believe the resurrection of the dead.
然后保罗就来到哥林多。
And then Paul went to Corinth.
神在那个地方做了很大的工作。
And God has done a wonderful thing there.
保罗在那个地方停留了差不多一年零六个月。
Paul stayed there for around 18 months.
把福音的真理给他们讲得很清楚。
And proclaim the gospel in very detail, clear to them.
啊，保罗离开了没有多久，他们中间就有人说没有使人复活的事情。
However, not long after Paul depart from Corinth, they start talking about this no resurrection of the dead.
他们没有很正面的攻击 福音说耶稣基督没有复活。
They didn't attack directly saying that this, Christ was not raised.
可是他们说没有死人复活的事情。
But they said, but they said, there's no resurrection of the dead.
这种的思想啊，却是在哥林多教会里头出现。
This kind of mindset of thought has been spread among, among Church of Corinth.
对于真理的了解啊，当然圣灵给我们启示，给我们明白。
Holy Spirit has explained or displayed the truth.
但是很多时候我们对真理的明白啊，需要运用神给我们的思想的能力。
However, to understand the truth, we need to rely on the power from the Holy Spirit.
就是说神给我们人呢，很特别。在万物里头啊，唯有神给我们有独立思想的能力。
So among all the creation, our human is very special gift with how we can thought.
就是说，我们有一个脑筋。
So we have our mindset.
我们能够推理，能够明白一个事情的道理。
We can rationalize, we can understand the principle.
我们对圣经的真理也是一样。
This also applies to when we come to God's word.
我们领受了真理以后。
So when we receive the truth,
我们就要努力的用我们的全心全意的去思想，去了解。
We have to full-heartedly to thinking God's word, to understand God's word.
譬如说在这个例子，有人说死人没有复活。
For just like this as an example, so people are saying there's no resurrection of the dead.
那假如我们脑筋清楚。
If we have a clear mind.
就是好像保罗那个样子。
Just like Paul.
假如没有死人复活，
If there's no resurrection of the dead,
那耶稣基督就没有复活了，因为死人，因为耶稣基督曾经死过，现在又活了。假如没有死人复活，那既然也包括耶稣基督没有复活。
So it is against the logic since our Lord Christ, Jesus Christ was raised, so he wasonce dead and then resurrect.
假如耶稣基督没有复活，那就是证明耶稣基督的死没有果效。
So if like what people said, there's no resurrection of the dead, then Jesus might not be, I mean, even Jesus was dead, he was not raised.So there's no, so our sins will not be forgiven.
因为死，圣经跟我们说的很清楚，死是从罪来的。
Death is, since the scripture tells us death is come from sin.
耶稣基督为什么能够从死里面复活？
So how our Lord Christ been raised from the dead?
就是因为他没有罪。
Because he never sinned.
彼得在五旬节那个时候讲到说，他说他不能被死拘禁。
In Pentecost, Peter proclaimed that death cannot restrain our Lord.
神叫他从死里面复活。
So God raised him up from the dead.
因为他没有罪。
Because he has no sin.
他的死不是为着他的自己的罪。
His death is not for his own sin.
那是为着人的罪，为着我们的罪。
But he died for our sins.
那假如他不是从死里面复活了。
So if he's he's not raised from the dead.
那就证明他跟我们是一样，都是有罪的人。
So it proved that he is also a sinner like us.
那么他的死就不能够为我们赎罪。
And his death cannot count for our sins.
那我们相信他，我们的罪也得不到赦免。
So even we believe in Christ, our sins cannot be forgiven.
所以虽然那个仇敌没有证实的攻击说耶稣基督没有从死里面复活。
So the enemy seems like didn't attack directly, saying that there's no resurrection of Christ.
但是他说没有死人复活的事情。
But they claim that there's no resurrection of dead.
就里面就包含说否认耶稣基督从死里面复活。
So it was inferring that there's no to deny the resurrection of our Lord.
所以在这里啊，保罗就从第十二节就跟他们说，既传基督从死里面复活，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
So that's why Paul here on verse 12 clearly saying that since Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there's no resurrection of the dead?
然后保罗就一个问题一个问题地提出来。
Then he moved on to question after question.
就引导哥林多信徒的那个脑筋啊，来进入这个事情的那个道理的里面。
And then gradually he guided the people in Corinth to understand the truth.
所以保罗就说，若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
So in verse 13 is saying that, but if there's no resurrection of the dead, then no even Christ has been raised.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Verse 14, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain.
我们整个基督徒的信仰啊，都垮了。
Our faith will fall apart.
我们整个基督徒的那个信仰的根基啊，都塌下去了。
And the foundation of our faith will be falling apart.
不单如此，保罗说，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫他叫基督复活了。
More than that, if we are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised.
就是把神没有做的事情啊，说神既然你做了，就是为神妄作见证，这个是很大的罪。
So we are false testify for God. That's a big thing.
然后他说，死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised.
所以保罗就一直的把这个事情啊，让他们脑筋清楚的明白。
So Paul
没有复活，那基督就没有复活。
So Paul continued to guide the Corinthians to understand the logic behind it.
那我们就相信一个虚妄的东西，就自己欺骗自己。所以保罗说，假如是这样子的话，我们基督徒啊，比世人更加可怜。
If the logic is right, then and then if Christ was not raised, then that we what the hope that we have is only in this life. Then we are all of all people, so we are the most pitiful people.
但是二十节他又说，但基督已经从死里面复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
But so in verse 20, Paul said, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
感谢神，基督从死里面复活。
Praise God, Christ has been raised from the dead.
二十一节，死既是一人而来，从一人而来，死人复活也是从一人而来。
Verse 21, for as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都复活。
For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive.
我们因为相信耶稣，所以就在基督里头。
Since we all believeIn Christ, so we are in Christ.
我们从前都在亚当里头。
Before we are all in Adam.
因为相信耶稣基督的福音。
But because we believe in the gospel of Christ.
所以我们就能够在基督里头，而且不是我们就出死入生，就在基督里头，与基督一同复活。
So then we can be in Christ, so we can resurrect with Christ.
所以他说，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都复活。
So verse 22 is saying that for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive.
可是这复活呢，有一个次序啊。二十三节他就说，但个人是照着自己的次序复活。
But there's an order here. So in verse 23, it said, but each in his own order.
出熟的果子是基督，就是说最先复活的是耶稣基督。
So Christ is the first fruit. So he is the first one who was raised.
出熟的果子就是表示以后有更多的果子。
First fruits means there's many fruits following.
以后在他来的时候，那我们哪一个时间在哪个时间复活呢？乃是在耶稣基督再来的时候。
Then at his coming, so this talk about when we are going to be resurrected is when he comes again.
所以当耶稣基督再来的时候啊，那些属基督的也从死里面复活。
So at his second coming, those who belong to Christ will be also raised.
然后二十四节，灾后末期到了。
Verse 24, then comes the end.
弟兄姐妹，我们留意保罗的话讲到这里，忽然之间啊，他就转了话题。
So it seems like Paul is changing the topic suddenly.
在前面他一直讲到复活。
Before that, it's talk about resurrection.
然后到二十四节的时候，他就不讲复活了，他就讲到末期。
But on 24 and after, it's talk about the end time.
他讲这个末期，就是说到耶稣基督在末期的时候啊，怎么样把所有的仇敌都毁灭。然后他把他的国交给神，让神在万有之上为主。
So, verse 24 and after is talk about how Christ destroyed the enemy and at the end can deliver the kingdom to God, the Father.
就是说，在末期的时候啊，一切反对神的、反对耶稣基督的、他的敌人，天上地下的，就是空中的，耶稣基督都克服、都毁灭， 然后把他的国度交给神。
So it's talk about at the end time, Christ will destroy all the enemies, above and on the earth, and then at the end, he can deliver the kingdom to God the Father.
这个就是耶稣基督在末期要做的事情。
This is what Christ would do at the end.
那我们就来看一看呢。二十四节，灾后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。
So on verse 24, then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power.
二十五节，因为基督必要做王，等神把一切的仇敌都放在他的脚下。然后二十六节啊。好
For he must reign until he has put all his enemy under his feet.
那我们要注意二十六节。
We need to pay attention to verse 26.
尽末了，尽末了，所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
基督他说保罗在这里说，基督要毁灭的最后的那个仇敌就是死亡。
So Paul tells us that the last enemy that Christ will destroy is death.
基督的仇敌有什么仇敌？
Who are the enemies of Christ?
我们知道死亡是他最后的一个仇敌。
So we know here that the last enemy to be destroyed, the last enemy is death.
除了死亡以外，基督还有什么仇敌？
So who are the other enemies of Christ?
基督有很多仇敌，有很多那些反对他的人呢，都是他的仇敌。
Christ has many enemies. All those who against him are his enemies.
那在圣经里头啊，讲到基督最大的仇敌是谁？
The biggest enemy of Christ is?
当然我们想到的就是魔鬼，对不对？
You can all think about it must be Satan.
还有那个大家都很常常讲论的那个大罪人，那个敌基督，对不对？
The Antichrist.
保罗在这里给我们有一个观念，就是说，在那个死亡还没有最，死亡是最后一个仇敌，所以在那个死亡这个仇敌啊，还没有被克服以前呢、啊，魔鬼、大罪人，还有其他所有神的仇敌，都先被基督耶稣来毁灭。
So Paul trying to show us here that before this last enemy, the death, being destroyed by Christ, so Christ will destroy all the other enemies like Satan and the Antichrist.
所以我们看见这里有一个期许，第一个期许就是复活的期许。
So we see the order of resurrection.
首先复活的是耶稣基督。
The first fruit is Christ.
然后到他来的时候啊，那些在基督里头的都要从死里面复活。
And then at his coming, those who belong to Christ.Are all resurrected.
那么在耶稣基督在末期、啊、所做 毁灭仇敌的这个事情、啊、也有一个期许。
And also that's order at the, at how Christ destroyed the enemies, that's also order there.
那个期许就是说魔鬼、大罪人、敌基督所有一切反对耶稣基督的仇敌啊先被毁灭。
So the order is Satan, the big sinners, and Antichrist, they will be all destroyed first by Christ.
最后的仇敌，耶稣基督要毁灭的，要克服的，要打败的，就是死亡。
And then comes the last enemy, which is the death, will be the last one that destroyed by Christ.
所以啊，然后他就把所有的权柄，整个国度都交给父神。
And they give all the authority and right and power to God the Father.
让父神做在万有之上万主之主。
So all things are put in subjection to our Lord.
这个就是他从第二十四节转了话题以后一直讲到二十八节的这个事情。
So after he reached the subject, that's what he's talking about in verse, from verse 24 to verse 28.
然后从二十九节二十九节他又重新再提到复活的事情。
But after verse 29, he switched back the topic, talk about the resurrection.
所以从到23节他提到复活以后24节他就提到末期基督克服所有的仇敌然后到29节他又再重新说到复活的事情。
So before verse 24, it's talking about resurrection, and from verse 24 to 28, talk about the end time, and then after that, it switched back to talk about resurrection.
那中间呢，他就说到复活，他就谈到人复活以后的那个身体，从一个血肉的身体，换到一个灵性的身体，就是好像耶稣基督从死里面复活的那个身体。
So, and during the description afterwards, it's talk about the resurrection body, talk about the change from earthly body to spiritual body. Just like
这个就是从35节一直到49节他所说的事情。
That's between verse 35 to verse 49.
所以说到基督徒从死里面复活以后那个身体的改变。
It's talking about the resurrection body, what it looks like, how it looks like.
好，我们现在看五十节我们现在大家一同看五十节。他就说：“弟兄们，我告诉你们，血肉之体不能承受神的国，别朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。”
So on verse 50, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
他说，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
Behold, I tell you a mystery.
我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
就在一霎时眨眼之间号筒末期吹响的时候因号筒要响死人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变。
So in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed.
这不朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
But this perishable body must put on imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality.
这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。
When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality.
弟兄姐妹，我们要注意上面的这句话。那时，就是在那个时候就是说，信徒 要从死里面复活，那个身体改变的那个时候，就是在那个时刻。
So this then, we need to pay attention, is this, at this time, this moment that the body start to make the change.
那时经上所记，这个经上所记其实就是指着以赛亚书25:9，就是说死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
And as the scripture written, the following is referring to chapter 25:9, that death is swallowed up in victory.
那时，那个是什么时候？
So what is that end referring to?
就是前面所讲的那个信徒啊，那个睡了的圣徒从死里面复活，那个还活着的圣徒身体改变的时候，那时啊，就是正在改变的时候。
So this then is referring to the time when the resurrection of the saints happening.
在那个事情发生的时候啊，就是死亡被得胜吞灭的时候。
That is the exactly the time when the death is swallowed up in victory.
大家还记得我们前面读到，基督要克服所有的仇敌，打败所有的仇敌。
Remember we talk about at the end time that, before the end time, the Christ will destroy all the enemies.
可是最后的仇敌是什么？是死亡。
And the last enemy is death.
那么死亡在什么时候被打败呢？
So when the death is being destroyed,
就是在耶稣基督再来叫圣徒复活的时候啊。当圣徒从死里面复活，那个身体得到荣耀的身体，就是那个罪跟死亡啊，在他们身上没有一点痕迹的时候啊，那个时候死亡就完全被打败。
So the death, this enemy being destroyed, when did that happen? It happened when all the when the resurrection happened in the saint that the body changed.And then at that point, death is swallowed up in victory, and the death and sin has no part in the sins.
所以耶稣基督从死里面复活。
So Christ resurrected from death.
他没有罪。
He has no sin.
所以他从死里面复活。
That's why he resurrected.
他的死。能够为我们赎罪，能够使得我们的罪得到赦免。
His death can pay for our sins.
他的复活带领我们进入永生。
His resurrection brings us into eternal life.
他不但叫我们灵里头复活过来，我们现在已经复活，就会在灵里头复活。
His resurrection not only bring us to reborn our spirit.
但是有一天他再来的时候，我们所有信耶稣基督的人，无论是离开世界的还活着的，在耶稣基督再来的时候啊，都要复活，都要改变。
So all people who believe in Christ, they will resurrect when the second coming and have a new spiritual body.
然后我们所有的人从心里面复活，身体改变的时候啊，那时五十世界下半程，那时
，So when the perishable put on the imperishable and the mortal put on immortality, then. At that moment,
在那个时候啊，魔鬼敌基督跟所有一切的反对神的仇敌都已经被消灭、被打败、被克服。
At that point, all other enemies, Antichrist, Satan, the big sinners, they all already been destroyed.
这个世界反对神的所有的力量我们回头来看这个第24节。
The all the power that against the Lord. Let's go.
最后末期到了，那时基督将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了。
Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power.
那26节，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌。
And then to the verse 26, the last enemy to be destroyed. The last
尽末了在什么时候？
We talk about when did this last enemy been destroyed?
这个尽末了就是54节那时。
So the time the last enemy been destroyed is referring to verse 54.
那时。
That time.
那时是什么时候？
At that time is what is that time?
就是52节到54节上半节所说的那些事情发生的时候。
That's referring to the time when verse 52 to verse 54, when that event happened.
那个时候当信徒无论是睡了的活着的都复活或者说都改变的时候，死亡就被克服，死亡就被打败，死亡就被消灭。那时经上所记的，死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
So that's talking about the moment when the spiritual body the resurrection of the spiritual body, and then the enemy, the last enemy, death, is being conquered, being destroyed. I talk about this time, this moment.
那个时候，我们我们所有信耶稣的人，我们都有份参与对这个死亡的打败。
So all believers at that moment, all believers.That we are part of the army to destroy destroy death.
这个得胜啊，就是说我们在耶稣基督里头啊，得胜罪，现在得胜死亡。那个时候，我们现在，我大概再过几年我就会死了，对不对
？So it's talking about conquer the sin and conquer the death.Well, you know, like me, I probably has some years on earth.
And then 所以死亡啊，对，在我这个人身上啊，他还有力量啊。
So for our earthly body, the death seems like still have the power.
可是有一天啊，我从死里面复活。
But one day, I will be resurrected.
死亡在我身上再没有痕迹。
And there's no mark of death on me.
为什么
？How?
因为耶稣基督已经从死里面复活。
Because Christ was raised from the dead.
他所以从死里面复活，就是因为他没有罪。
He can raise from the dead because he has no sin.
所以他能够替我们所有的人赎罪。
So he can die for our sins.
然后他是为我们的罪死，他自己没有罪。
He died for our sins, but he himself has no sin.
所以他能够从死里面复活。
That's why he can resurrect from the dead.
那么我们的罪得到赦免。
Our sins are being forgiven.
而且我们现在在他的灵性的复活里头来过着得胜罪的生活。
And we, now, since we, our spirit is reborn, so we live in him, a spiritual life, that we can have a spiritual life in him.
我们可以胜过罪。
We can conquer sins.
好像耶稣基督胜过罪一样。
We can oversee just like Christ can oversee, overcome sin.
罪在我们的生活，在我们的生命里头啊，因为耶稣基督啊，就越来越没有力量。
Sin in our life become weaker and weaker and has less power over us.
死是从罪来的。
Death come from the sin.
我们在耶稣基督里头啊，耶稣基督把罪的问题通通都解决。
In Christ, since Christ has solved our problem, about sin.
我们这些信耶稣的人啊，有一天啊，那是
we who believe in Christ at the moment at that time.
那个时候，耶稣基督叫我们从死里面复活的时候啊
，when Christ make us resurrect,
不是灵性的复活。
It's at that time. It's not talk about the resurrection of our spirit.
灵性的复活，我们现在已经是在耶稣基督的复活里头来生活。
The reborn of our spirit already happened. That's how we live right now.
那是我们的身体复活。我们现在这个身体啊，我们要从死里面复活。
So at that moment, we're talking about the earthly body being resurrected.
我们要得着一个身体啊，这个身体就是耶稣基督从死里面复活，向门徒显现的那个身体。
So we'll be clothed in a new body. The body just like what Christ got when he was raised.
死亡在耶稣基督这个身上完全没有权柄，完全没有力量。
Death has no saying in this new resurrected body.
现在我们现在死还在我们身上有果效。
Right now, death still has his power effectiveness on our body.
所以死亡现在还没有被打败。
So death has not been conquered.
还没有被消灭。
Has not been destroyed yet.
但是有一天，那是。
However, one day, at that moment,
耶稣基督再来的时候，
when Christ come again,
我们都要改变。
We all will change.
然后，保罗就说：“那是经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话，就应验了。”
And Paul tell us at that moment, what is written in Scripture will come true, that death is swallowed up in victory.
那弟兄姐妹，关于耶稣基督再来的事情啊，有很多说法。
There are many,
有很多不同的观点。
There are many saying, different saying about the second coming of Christ.
照我所知道的，保罗在这里的讲论呢，是我所知道最清楚的，讲到将来复活是怎么样的一个事情，是在什么时候。
To me, This passage is the most clear one describing when and how this resurrection happened.
就是圣徒在什么时候复活，从死里面复活。
So when all the saints being resurrected in the spiritual body.
这里说得很清楚，不是在魔鬼 他的所有仇敌没有被打败之前，乃是在魔鬼敌基督被打败之后，圣徒才是从死里面复活。
And this clearly tells us the resurrection of our the resurrection happens not when when Antichrist or Satan being destroyed, not happen at that time, but happen at the moment that has been described in this verse, in these verses.
因为圣徒复活啊，乃是在死亡被毁灭的同一个时刻。
The resurrection of saints is going to happen at the same moment that the death being destroyed.
我不是想给弟兄姐妹一个观点。
I'm not trying to enforce my own point to you, brothers and sisters.
我乃是想要让弟兄姐妹从神的话里头看到是怎么样的一个情况，怎么样的一个时间。
But I want to show brothers and sisters, you will see when these resurrections, at what point, what moment, when they happen.
我希望弟兄姐妹听了我的分享以后，你们能够好好的去好好了解保罗说到复活圣徒复活的这一篇话。
And I hope after I share about these verses, brother, sister, you can pay more attention to what Paul is trying to tell us in this passage.
那无论你听到什么
No matter what you're hearing,
你读到什么
what you read,
你把它放在这一篇话的里头
and then you put into the context of this passage.
假如这篇话是说得这么清楚的话，那你就看看这些观点什么都跟这篇话 能不能够对起来。
So you can compare this passage to what you have heard, what you have read, and see how they relate, how would that fit into how Paul tells us.
在新约圣经里头啊，有不少的都是说到信徒复活啦，就是这些末世的事情。
In New Testament, there's many places talk about resurrection.
但是在时间方面呢，我觉得今天我跟弟兄姐妹分享的这篇话是说的比较清楚的。就是在他不是说哪一年哪一天，乃是说圣徒复活，乃是在耶稣基督打败众仇敌之后，而且是在毁灭最后一个仇敌的那一个时间。
Because this passage tells us very clearly in terms of the event, when this event going to happen. Well, it didn't tell us like exactly what day, what year, what time, but in the sequence of events, it tells us the resurrection happened at the last event when all the enemy are being destroyed, when the last enemy, which is the death, being destroyed. That moment is the moment when resurrection happened.
可是这个时间呢，认真来说，不是我们应该最高兴的事情。
But this time or event is not the one that make us most joyful.
我们最高兴的就是我们相信耶稣基督，我们的罪得到赦免。
The most joyful things we can enjoy is actually we believe in Christ.And we are in him.
我们有一天身体都要改变，我们都要从死里面复活。
And one day we will all resurrect, and our body will be changed.
这个就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
那保罗因为哥林多教会里头有人说没有死人复活。
So because people in some people in Corinth, a church of Corinth, they don't believe they have problem or about the resurrection of the dead.
那感谢神，保罗就把这个真理跟他们仔细的来解释。
And praise the Lord, Paul is trying to explain to them the detail of this truth.
那么把这个真理解释完以后，保罗在五十八节，就是最后一节。
So after the explanation on verse 58,
保罗的意思来说，我们有这么确实的从死里面复活、身体改变的盼望。
So, based on what he has talked about, that since we sense has the assurance, such an assurance that we will have the hope of resurrection.
那我们当对神呢有什么样的回应呢？
How we should respond to that?
所以就是说，因为上面那个耶稣再来，圣徒从死里面复活的真理，现在这个真理保罗摆在哥林多教会弟兄姐妹面前。
So on verse 58 Paul said therefore, so referring to all the things that he has been talked about, explanation about the truth of resurrection, the hope.
在这个之前有人说死人没有复活，那就等于耶稣基督没有复活了。
So before that, if people said there's no resurrection of dead, that means Christ was not raised.
那假如人在这个信徒在这个心理的里头啊，他就会变得消极，没有盼望。
So if that's the case, saints will lose hope. They will live a very passive life.
所以啊，保罗在三十二节啊，我们到前面去看三十二节中间那个地方啊，三十二节他说：“若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。”啊，就是这个态度。
So we can look back to so what would happen if that's the case? We look back at verse 32. It said, "What do I gain if?" Humanly speaking, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus. If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
对啊，假如都没有复活的盼望，耶稣基督没有从死里面复活，我们都在罪里头，我们所信的都是枉然的，都是虚空的，那不如。今天有酒，今天醉，我们中国人都不是这样子说吧。
So if in fact that our sins is still there, cannot be forgiven, and Christ is not raised, so we have no hope. You know, let's just eat and drink, because tomorrow we will die.
但是保罗现在说，所以我现在把那个真理，把将来的盼望跟你们讲清楚了。
So Paul has explained the truth to them, and then on verse 58, he comes to this verse saying that therefore.
所以我们不要消极啊。
So our life shouldn't be a passive life.
还是要积极。
It should be active.
啊，假如基督没有从死里面复活。那今天有酒就今天醉，趁着今天尽量的享受。
So if Christ was not raised, we will just live a passive life. We can just eat and drink.
但是假如基督从不是假如现在基督从死里面复活了，我们将来也有与他一同复活的盼望。
But the truth is, Christ was raised, and we have the hope that one day we will be also resurrected, just like Christ.
那今天呢？好像那首诗歌说，假如我曾爱主，就是在今天，不是说，今天就要，尽欢了，趁着因为没有盼望，所以今天有酒，今天就，狂欢。但是现在基督从死里面复活，我们有这个荣耀的盼望，所以今天就是爱主的时候。
So today, since the truth is Christ was raised, so we have the hope of resurrection. So today, how we live our life, we should just like this, the hymn that we have singing, that is the now that we love our Lord to respond to how He loved us. We can live an active life, a life to love Him.
所以对这个荣耀的真理，荣耀的事实，从死里面复活的盼望，我们的回应应该是什么呢？
So towards this glorious hope of resurrection, what is our response to that?
保罗说，我亲爱的弟兄们。
Paul said, my beloved brothers,
你们务要坚固，不可摇动。
Be steadfast, immovable.
这个说到什么呢？这个来说到对真理的坚持，要守住我们所信的，不可摇动。
So this talk about that we have to to hold fast, steadfast on the foundation of this truth.
我现在把耶稣基督从死里面复活的真理跟他给我们的盼望跟你们说清楚了，那你们现在就要坚持坚信这个真理，不可摇动。
So since Paul has described and explained the truth of resurrection clearly to us, to them, then we should hold steadfast on this truth as our foundation.
常常竭力多做主工。
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
这个多做主工啊，这个字就是就是很多有余的意思。
This talk about that we workhard, it talk about that we need to really, how to say, abundantly or more.
那个在马太福音里头，耶稣给五千人吃饱，白饼跟鱼给五千人吃饱。然后就叫门徒把那个零碎的把它收起来。
Remember the event that when Christ, when our Lord feed the 5,000, and then there's still many left.
那个圣经里都说，那个剩下的还有十二篮，那个剩下的这个字，就是在这里的这个 abounding, 这个。就是这个多啊，多到那个地步，多到剩下十二篮的那个多啊。
So the event we talk about that Christ feed the 5,000, what is left can fill like 12 baskets. So that's extra, that's abounding is the same word using here, abounding.
他的意思就是说我们在这个伟大的真理、荣耀的真理的面前啊，我们要怎么样的来 回报主的恩典。
It's talk about before this glorious hope of resurrection, this truth, in front of this truth, how we should respond is to abounding in the world.
我们要多多地服侍主。
We need to serve our Lord more and more.
使得我们的人生丰富，丰富到有余的。
So our life can be abundant.
而且有余，就是满意，满意。
And overflow.
因为知道里面的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
啊，在耶稣基督里头，没有一件事是徒然的。
In Christ, nothing is in vain.
这个徒然呢，在主里面不是徒然的。
When we talk about in vain, in the law, we talk about there's nothing in vain, this in vain.
他在前面就说到，假如耶稣基督没有从死里面复活，我们所信的就是徒然的，就是同一个字，就是徒然的。
This in vain is also used when we describe, when Paul described that if Christ is not raised, what you believe is in vain. We talk about the
same 所以保罗在这里啊，把他们从一个徒然相信的境地转到不突然的那个积极的有荣耀盼望的那个生命的方向。
So Paul gives us a comparison, a contrast that if Christ is not raised, we our belief is in vain. Compared to now, a sharp contrast that in the Lord, there's nothing. Our labor is not in vain.
他们在前面，因为认为死人不复活，没有死人复活的事情，所以耶稣基督就没有复活，所以所信的一切都是徒然的，都是虚空的。
The false teaching is about there's no resurrection of death, so Christ is not raised, so our belief is in vain. That's the false teaching.
现在保罗说。我把这个真理，这个荣耀的盼望摆在你们的面前。
And Paul presented to us the truth, what is the truth is, the resurrection is truth.
所以在耶稣基督里头啊，现在你们明白了，所做的一切，没有一件事是突然的，是虚空的。
So it should come to our understanding, everything in the Lord should.Will not be in vain.
我盼望今天两个事情，就是两个重点。
So today I share two points here, two important points here.
第一点就是信耶稣的人从死里面复活的。那个时刻是在什么时候
？So the first point is talk about the moment or the event of resurrection. When did that happen?
第二就是说，我们在这个荣耀的盼望之前呢，我们大家都感谢神，保罗，神借着保罗来鼓励我们，知道我们有这个荣耀的盼望。我们作为一个基督徒，为主所做的一切都不是虚空的。我们要常常竭力多做主的工作，在这个荣耀的盼望面前呢，我们充满了感恩，充满了希望啊。
And the second important point is in front of this glorious truth, glorious hope of resurrection, how should we respond? How should we live our life So Paul talk about here that we need to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your neighbor is not in vain.
好，谢谢弟兄姐妹，今天我的分享就停在这。
And thanks, brothers, sisters, and that's all I'm sharing today.
Amen. 谢谢张弟兄给我们今天的信息，还有谢谢阮彪弟兄的翻译。